All right, bro. You back in this thing. You back in this thing. Hold on. Let's see it. Oh, that's my sound. Fucking up. I'm supposed to get the applause. But we back, bitch.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, man. It's
been too long.
It's not even a podcast. How you been, bro?
Busy, man. Working, grinding. That's what I'm trying to... Chase the bag, man. I'm trying to survive.
Hustling, trying to survive.
That's the theme song.
Hey, it's not even a podcast, man. Just a real conversation about relative relations. I felt like I just come in with a little bit of fun shit real quick before I get to like a real opener.
I'm glad to be back, man. This shit was a banger when it came out. What? I know he feeling me. Oh, I'm about to play the fuck out of this one. I go home later. He's just like, cut that shit off.
All in crisis here. And then I spit up in that all knowledge. I'm going all pain real wet. Hey, it's 179.
Wow.
It's not even a podcast. It's the boy J Oates. I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef.
Yo.
That's maybe one of the most choppiest intros I've had, but that's testament to the fact we've been on for about a month, 3 weeks, a month, something like that. Listen.
Hiatus, man. You gotta. Yeah,
sometimes you gotta do it for yourself, man. I was out of town. I got different things and stuff happening. I was
working the racetrack, cooking, doing my thing, traveling.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean?
Enjoying the sights.
Yeah, fam, all sorts of shit, but we glad to be back.
Yeah.
We've missed potting. I've missed you guys. Yeah. Big shout out to everybody that's listening, wherever you're listening, anybody that's watching, wherever you're at. Spotify, iTunes, Cleveland, Out the City.
Yeah.
You know, big shout outs. Always big shout outs, bro. Always big shout outs to you guys. Now, I think, I don't even know if I really got time to really, like, do anything before I get to talking about some shit. Are you ready?
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Zion Williamson. What's up, bro?
Mariah.
Listen. Break the news real quick, man. Like, break the news. How do you feel about the news? Or, like, what news did you hear about Zion? When I say Zion Williamson's name, what comes to mind right now?
Besides that he's a basketball player that she let him spit in her mouth.
Who is she?
Mariah.
All right, so you jumping around.
What's the... How? That's what I could have said. That's not what I read.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Are you talking about the... I'm just going off of the shit she posted. It's several things that she posted.
Okay, thank you.
It's several things she posted.
Okay, so...
But I mean, how do I feel about that? I feel like...
Okay, hold on. Context.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson, for anybody that doesn't know, was a Duke phenomenal basketball player. He was a high school phenomenon. Excuse me, I'm bunching all this shit together. This nigga jumped out the gym. He actually, like, bust out of his shoes. Like, he bust out his own shoes playing. Like, he's a big boy. Like, I always said he was going to be a bust, but I'll get to that in a second. So, listen. Zion Williamson played for the Pelicans. Or he plays for the Pelicans, but he's often injured, as predicted by some of us. Mm-hmm. And he's sidelined a lot. So that leaves him with a lot of free time and a lot of ample funds for fuckery. All right. Now insert Mariah Mills in his whole situation, because I don't think nobody knew like who he was fucking with before. I don't know.
Oh, good. The other chick was pregnant.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
Or supposedly is pregnant, right?
His girlfriend is pregnant.
And so she said, you better hope she's not pregnant. Because she said she was late.
Yeah, because the side piece is saying that she is pregnant. Right. Now, I honestly don't necessarily believe that she's pregnant on the side. I think she's just saying that, you know... I would think that's probably what she's doing. She's probably trying to put a lot of things out to make his current girl very upset, just in think about the severity of what he was doing outside of their relationship, because she feels so hurt. You know what I mean? That's what I would think is taking place. So I don't necessarily know if he could, though.
But I mean,
I don't know.
So how do you feel about it? Do you feel like she was doing too much?
I feel like I told niggas that Zion was going to be a bust. He's a fat boy. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, shout out Lo, man. Lo made a phenomenal point on his page. Like, she don't even, like, fuck black dudes in her porn. Like, so being like...
Oh, right.
I don't know.
That's a win for him, I guess.
I don't know what it is. It's just I don't know what it is. But I don't know, the internet's been taking
him out. For that to be the news.
The internet's been taking him out. That's really the whole story.
For that to be the news, you know. Or a topic of the what's going on.
That's the whole story.
Yeah.
That's the whole story. It's that's what's been in the air, and maybe that's why the quality of the air is so bad. It's just nothing but bullshit going on to talk about.
That's what people like, though. People love the drama and the bullshit.
Yeah.
People will comment on that more than the kid graduating college at the age of 12.
Yeah, because, like, it'd be negative. Like, those things just... Like, what do you feel about a kid graduating college at 12? It's a negative thing. Like, I'd say something that's...
I mean, I don't... I see it has its ups and downs, but I mean, like...
It's cool that you're that smart.
Yeah, it's cool that you're that smart, but then now you've missed out on more than half of your childhood because now you're doing adult shit.
Well,
passed into college, you've skipped around, you're probably not very sociable.
Well, then it gets into the conversation of like, what is life necessarily like about? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or the kid could be all for it.
Is it about being sociable and stuff like that?
Yeah, right.
The way that they direct you, is that the way that... Yeah, it's a whole different conversation. It's way less fun and silly. I do want to make comment on the quality of the air.
Yeah, I said air quality control yesterday on the highway.
Did you?
It was on the sign. It said air... It literally said it on the highway. They, you know, the little things that say like Amber Alert with the lights. It was on that. Literally, on the highway.
Yeah, but yeah.
I didn't even know we had that.
The index. I've just been wondering about it. It's kind of interesting. They say it's from the fires in Canada.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I would like to wonder if anybody else is giving any more credence to the thought of like climate change, like based on the shift of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Versus just like the ozone has holes in it because of hairspray.
They did tell us that about 20 years ago, didn't
but they? Just I don't know. It's just a bunch of things that I don't know. Like I always like say that I don't know if the Earth is round or flat because I just don't know.
Yeah,
I never know. Like, I've never been up there to see it. And, like, I've never been able to talk to anybody that's been up there to see it. That I actually trust.
That's you, right.
I got a homie that works for NASA. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
He said he saw it in a simulator. Yeah, I got a this older dude that worked in my... that went to my church. And then it's a homie I went to high school with.
Okay.
And he said he's seen it in a simulator, but he's never actually gone up there and seen the curvature of the Earth. So I said, ha ha ha. Thank you for your input. And I will log that away, but that still means that you've only seen it in a video game. So
yeah, that's very true.
Oh, listen, I had a couple more. Wait. We got a couple more topics. What about you? Are you a round earther, flat earther? Real quick.
I don't want to get started on this. I don't even want to get started on this.
Come on, man.
That's a whole pod for me.
DJ's conspiracies is a thing. Oh, and you had some topics too today.
That's a whole pod for me. It's the earth. How many people have been in an airplane? When taking off from the airport, the pilot usually says,
number one, yeah, you're training with my husband, yeah, you better speak to me. Because my thing is, if you don't, I feel like you got some type of ulterior motive. Why would you not? You know who I am. Yeah. You know who I am. I'm not hidden anywhere. Yeah. I'm all over his page. I'm in his stories. You know who I am.
I'm at his workplace.
Exactly. Yeah, so if you don't speak to me, then it's like, okay, so I'm saying you can't train her. She gotta go. She can't come back in here. And then, you know, when
he's...
How you feel about it?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah.
Acknowledgement is cool in a place of establishment. A business establishment. But if you're not the face of the establishment, just because you're in the videos, I don't know, necessarily think people have to go out their way to introduce themselves.
You gotta speak up, man.
I don't think people need to go out their way to introduce. I understand, like I said, if she's not the face of the establishment, just her husband since she in videos, unless she's like right there next to him when he's doing, so like she's making it seem like you have to go come and find her and speak to her.
I feel like it just screams insecurity, or trauma. I'm not quite sure if it may be a link between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I feel like your partner is a person in the world, and there are, like, I want to say the majority of people in the world are women, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, who knows now?
And how they know, I'm not quite sure, because I never vote in the census. But, or not vote, like, I never participate in the census.
Right.
But, like, you know, I just think that he's going to encounter women, and, like, you just got to trust that he's going to remain your husband. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what I just don't understand. Like,
but I mean, but they're in a place where they're working out, so she may be intimidated by.
He's a trainer. That's right. His job.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So she may see somebody.
You can't be with a trainer if you don't trust that your trainer person won't. Yeah, like.
Right. But yeah, she's making it seem like they have to go out their way to introduce herself. Basically.
And also, like, even if they don't introduce themselves to you, like, they can't still throw their ass on your husband while they're working out.
Right, even if they speak, exactly.
It's me
speaking to you is just letting you know that, oh, I know who you are, so I gotta look out for you. That's pretty, you know, so I get what you're saying. But, I feel like, and then you're running customers away. Because that one, two, or three customers that you run away is gonna, word of mouth is gonna spread. What happened with the one gym girl? Oh, the one bitch said that. The one bitch said that I had to go because I didn't introduce myself. Like, yeah, that's running money. That's money.
Girl fight. I should have had Brooke Valentine. Like, I like the fight. What was her song? But, all right. Twan Steele from Cleveland. Hold on. Get in there.
That's great. I love it. I
want to
hear more. Keep talking.
All right. Twan Steele from Cleveland. He's an author. Say friend of the show. For sure. He put up a list of... It's kind of related. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He put up a list. It's like reasons why... My wife and I didn't post each other on social media until we got engaged.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not really big on posting my personal life on social media.
Well, okay, listen. These are his reasons. One, we didn't want too many people in our business. Could have been a distraction. How do you feel about that?
Very true.
All right, cool. Two, what if we broke up? We knew that things don't always go as planned. And having a public breakup could be really hard.
Very true.
You agree? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. We didn't want our relationship to be a spectacle.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who you are. Some people are just looking just to see if you will break up with that person.
And they try to... Anyway. We didn't have anything to prove. We didn't need any validation. And that was it.
Okay.
Those are the list. Good list?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, shout out to Juan Steele. He's got like
I feel that. Like,
like a single masterclass type of thing.
I don't think I ever have, actually.
Like, find love and stuff, so fuck with him.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's cool if you do. That's just like PDA. But back in the day, you know what's funny? I was looking at this post that said, this is how we unfriended people back in the day. It was somebody's yearbook, and the person's name was scratched out. Remember that commercial with the old lady's like, oh, I don't like this one. I don't like that one either. And it's like, that's not how this works. They was unfriended. Like, that's how you just like, I was telling my daughter the other day, she said, like a month ago or so, she said, Daddy, what kind of tablet did you have when you was growing up? I was like, man, I had no goddamn tablet. I said, do you see this phone right here? I said, can you imagine this phone twice the size it is and you can't leave from where it's plugged up at?
No, man. It really be this. You imagine this phone 3-4 times the size it is, and you had to plug it up to the TV to see the screen.
Right? She don't have no idea. They so spoiled, bro. Like, but it's I don't know.
They are and they aren't. It's
just, It's just the technology is different.
It's just different times, bro. Like back in the day, we had shit at the right time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say this shit. Like, I could have never been an adult when Sega Genesis came out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I could have never been in college, Sega Genesis came out, and I want to play that shit. It's a fucking Sega, man. But if I was in that time, I probably would have, and I would be pissed at myself. Sega came out at the right time for me, like in the way I view the world.
Yeah, I love the fact that I got the system growing up.
Yeah, it's like when I was coloring and I couldn't color good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sega is what I wanted to play, and as I got better, so did PlayStation. You know?
We had almost everything.
We grew with that shit.
And then now, as having games where you can save them, bro, I'm a big game head. I don't play as much as I want to, but I have a old back in the day board like this with the old arcade joint.
Yeah.
7,000 games on. Oh, wait, I'm talking about 15,000 games on.
Yeah, you always talk about that shit.
And then I got another one that's all this big, got 7,000 games on.
If there's another, like, COVID, like, quarantine time, I gotta come over and just play video games with you one day.
I'm trying to tell you. Look, and then what's weird is my kids would rather play that than the PS4 or the 5. Tried to get the Wii to work, couldn't find the right controllers. But
the Wii was fun.
The Wii is fun.
Day in the sun,
man, bro. The tennis and the boxing and all the bowling and shit, bro. That shit fun to me.
Hold on. You had some Cleveland news to break too before we got up out of here, didn't you?
Yeah, it was coming in from Maryland, which was really, really awkward. People probably saw this crazy shit. I think it was a mom and a daughter.
Oh no, that's not what I was talking about.
The 47.
This week in Cleveland.
So, apparently, Kia and Honda has a lawsuit out. If you have your car stolen, they have a $200 million settlement going out right now. So, you know, check into that. But they found a buttload of fucking cars down on 47th, man. A buttload of cars. Like, it was like a Kia and Honda motherfucking car lot.
Yeah,
they got the blue ones over here. We got the red ones. The SUVs are in the back. Like, what? And I heard they brought... And then what I found out is they're using USB drives to... I don't know how true that is, but... I mean, but they're... They're pushed to start. Or you could, they got programs for that shit. They was copying credit cards and doing all that shit back in the day. And you could, man, I'm pretty sure they got something that you just walk up to the car and swipe that bitch and open it with your phone.
Too technical these days, huh?
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Too technical. Yeah, Gladys got her car stole.
Oh, what?
Well, not Reese, she's got it back and everything. Like, but they stole her car with the.
He was here last week.
With the thing. Yeah. It's a thing. Like, the Kia boys is a real thing. They're a real gang, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know Kia, so, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a wild thing, like, you know what I mean? Like.
I mean. It's back in the day, you had to slam screwdrivers into the ignition. If you can walk up and swipe your phone, yeah, they're gonna be banging them bitches like hotcakes.
It's just different. Like, I thought they only did that in, like, New Jersey.
No. Man, listen. My sister told me a couple weeks ago, she said she went to work, and when she got back, it was like her car and like 16 other cars, windows bashed in. They ain't take no money, but they was looking for guns. Left money in people's cars, though, bro. Like, she said, one of her coworkers told me, like, it was money in my car. They left it. Specifically
looking for guns.
Looking for guns. You know people leave guns in their car. Under the seat, the apartment. Under the back.
All right, man. I guess I'm not tapped into the streets.
People, they just be doing extra shit. Like, the fact that I worked the graduation at Shaw a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, all right, I'm done. Everything, people in here, they almost done. Leave.
Breaking in niggas' cars looking for guns is really just cracking my head.
No.
Stealing them and making a car lot is wild, too.
Yeah. At Shaw, they shot the graduation up after I left. Yeah. I'd have had a whole fit if I was still there, bro. I had the whole family outside. And we got there to the point, me and my daughters had to set up the programs. But yeah, I left me like an hour before it happened.
Come on, Shaw. We got to do better.
Everybody ops is everywhere. Whoa. Don't even know if they're sitting in the stand. Just gonna shoot into the fucking ground. Fucking punks.
Yeah, that's different, man. I hope everybody is okay.
Yeah, everybody was cool, thank goodness.
People just mad. Emotionally scarred and shit. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to end this one and we're going to do the next one. It's going to be an evergreen topic. Hopefully Don will be pulling up. He said he's going to be here in a second. You got anything to say to these people before we get up out of here on this one?
Monday, 11 o'clock.
Monday at 11 o'clock, maybe. What date is that, DJ?
Monday is the 12th.
Okay, so Junior
Cooks. So Monday, I think. So Monday, my classes.
Is that Junior Cooks with Books?
Junior Cooks with Books is Monday at East Cleveland Library. Come pull up, please. Bring your children. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It is free. It is my second program.
Yeah, so, like, you know what I'm saying? If you want your kids to be able to learn support, how to cook a little bit. Get some valuable skills easily.
I have three assistants. So all three of my daughters will be there. Assisting with the classes.
That's a beautiful thing. Yes. That's a beautiful thing. So yeah, come check out DJ and EC. Be safe. Also, talk to your loved ones. Let them know that you love them. Drink water. Try to stay out of the air. You know what I mean? And in that regard, I think I'm going to shut these windows. Because it was way...
We'll be right back.
Way better before. And Bill Squire, man. I told you. I want to know what shoes you got on. I got on the 2002 Runners. Newbies.
Shoe got here.
It's like Newbie or Nike. Right now. That's really about it.